SBS Radio.
Nais mo bang makatikim ng masarap at masustansya na vegan Filipino food? Nitong darating na 18 ng Agosto, itatanghal ng Entre Pinays ang Vigayan, ang isang vegan kamayan fiesta feast sa Rice Paper Sister. Ito ang pahayag ni Sandra Tan ng Entre Pinays at head chef ng Rice Paper Sister na si Ross Magnaye ukol sa kaganapang ito. What does it mean to be vegan or to shift to a vegan lifestyle, especially for those who have heard of the term but aren't really familiar with the lifestyle?
Okay, firstly, at the moment, I'm not a vegan, I'm a vegetarian. So for me, starting into plant-based eating, it was a very gradual process. So I had been eating meat all my life, up until probably 5 or so years ago. And then I gradually started to cut it out of my diet. And that was just based on my grandpa. He passed away in 2011, and he used to eat a lot of, like a lot of Filipinos do, a lot of saturated fat in the meat that he was eating. He was actually used to run a few restaurants back in the Philippines, so he loved his food. And my family always loved having meat. And then I realized it could lead to health problems. So for me, that was the start of my journey to try and see, you know, how I could eat a little bit healthier. So first I cut out beef and then pork and then chicken and then fish. And over the years, I realized, hey, I'm actually eating mostly veggies. So why not become a vegetarian and try it?
Yeah, so what would be the difference between being a vegetarian and being vegan?
Yep. So I think for me, the difference is that as a vegan, you don't consume any animal products. So the key things that differentiate are you don't eat eggs, you don't eat cheese, and even honey, which some people are surprised about. So because, you know, honey is made from bees, so it's the idea that you both don't eat any animal or any animal byproducts, anything that's created from an animal. So for Filipinos, that comes across even in fish sauce, bagoong, oyster sauce, all of that, those products that you might not even think are really meat or animal based, but yeah, they are. A difficult thing is definitely to make sure that you have your vitamins, your protein, that you're consuming, you're nutritionally balanced. But, you know, after a bit of a learning curve, it's easy to learn what to sub in for different things and still enjoy all the flavors.
Speaking of food, Ross, so Filipino food isn't exactly known to be healthy or vegan. So how easy or difficult is it to adapt Filipino food to this way of eating or cooking?
Well, I mean, yeah, people have a perspective of it not being healthy because, the general population, there's a lot of pork and there's a lot of meatiness. But I think Filipino food being healthy is about using the best ingredients and the best products, right? Because every cuisine uses butter, every cuisine uses sugar, and every cuisine uses that kind of oil. And I try to think about it like, how is it different to any other cuisine, right? But in saying that, I mean, to do vegetarian food or vegan food with it, I think it's not difficult because there's a lot of good produce around, especially when you're in Australia. They're really good at local vegetables and stuff. There's a lot of healthy oils that you can use. And the vinegars they use, like coconut vinegar and stuff like that, they're pretty healthy. So I don't think it's a challenge at all.
So, like for you, what Filipino recipes have you turned vegan or vegetarian?
Well, most of the restaurant, because we try to cater for all the dietaries of this stuff, right? So we try to do like mushroom sisi, and we try to do like tofu and jackfruit paksiu. So basically, any dish that you can think of as Filipino, we can make it vegan.
I think what's really interesting too is that you know, a lot of it is looking at our native produce and saying, like, what is the potential of this stuff? Like, you know, using banana hearts, which is something that people banana blossom, like, in the West, like, those ingredients, like banana heart and jackfruit, you know, they're not really commonly used, but now they're being kind of looked at as ways to replicate substitutes for, like, the texture of meat, because they have that kind of, like, fibrous or flaky quality. So I think it's actually a really interesting thing about looking at what's native to Filipino cuisine, because a lot of people are saying that, you know, a bit of the backlash is like, oh, you know, it can't be Filipino food if it's vegetarian or if it's vegan, you know, if it's healthy, right? But I think it's really interesting because there are so many native Filipino ingredients that actually help, make an enjoyable meal. Like, we just don't know enough about it.
And another thing is about how much sugar you put in addition as well.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's the same as Thai cooking when you do the curries and stuff at stir fries. I mean, you can use the best produce, and if you put a lot of sugar in it, you know, it does make it unhealthier. So.
Can you tell me about the event you're having?
The entrepreneurs, in collaboration with Rice Paper Sister and Head Chef Ross, we've been all together working on events. The first one is a vegan Filipino feast, what we're calling Vigayan. So not only is it vegan interpretations of Filipino favorites, but it's also somewhere where we're encouraging people to eat with their hands. So really get into the Filipino experience.
Well, I mean, so it's basically Vigayan is vegan Mayan. So the idea is kind of banquet style, use your hands, banana leaves everywhere, match with the nice cocktails and drinks. So basically the challenge is to make, not a challenge, but the idea is to make dishes that are Filipino but vegan. And I think it's a good opportunity to show Melbourne that Filipino food can be healthy. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Vegan Kamayan, Vigayan is automatic. So I think kind of sharing Vigayan, right? So it rhymes.
This is in celebration of the Kadayawan Festival.
Yeah, Kadayawan in August. My family's from the south in Davao. So Kadayawan basically is, you know, a food, music, arts and dance festival, which is pretty big and celebrated in Davao City. We wanted to be part of, like, the Filipino festival season. So we just said, oh, Kadayawan's on. Let's kind of make it a theme as Kadayawan, make it fun and exciting. So that's what we're trying to do.
What dishes can people expect from Vigayan?
Well, I've already done, like, a rough menu, which we might change, but we're doing a bit of pulutan at the start, some nuts with I call it beer nuts, the kind of pulutan, so, like, nuts made with beer. I'm doing a plate of chicharron, but with banana blossom. I make some sasawan out of that. Maybe some congee out of scaldo, but with some wild mushrooms. Yeah, what else did I say there? Pinakbet, maybe. But vegan.
Lying.
What's that?
Lying.
Lying, yep. And then, what was the other one? Paksiyo. We're doing paksiyo, but instead of pork, we're doing tofu and jackfruit.
And we're finishing it off with some delicious dessert creations by Grace Ginto of Sweet Cora Cakes, which is the entrepreneur's co-founder. So she's an amazing...
so good. I'm super excited about desserts every time.
Baker, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So can you invite people to the event? How can people get tickets for this event as well?
Sure, there's an Eventbrite link. So if you head to Eventbrite and you look for the Vigayan, V-E-G-A-Y-A-N, Vegan Filipino Feast on Eventbrite, you'll be able to find it at Rice Paper Sister.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.